At one of the events we did, the Bryan Canine Police Unit came out and did a demonstration of just kind of their dog's capabilities, and it was really cool. And so, just as a dog training professional, we like to talk to those guys because they have a lot of expertise, and there's just some overlap. I've also got a military background, so just talking to law enforcement and making friends with them, it's always kind of high on our priority list to do. Well, in the course of that conversation, they were talking about procuring a new dog, and they were going to go up and get the dog in a week or two. But one of the challenges that they were facing is that they did not have the budget to get everything they needed for the dog. And frankly, I was kind of surprised at that, especially when they said, the budget doesn't include a ballistic protective vest for the dog. I've worked with military working dogs before. I've worked with police working dogs. I know the dangers of the job that they do. I know the benefits of the job that they do. And I think most importantly, or what really kind of spoke to me, was that dog is literally, I mean, it's a police officer. It's going to give its life to protect us and our community. And we owe that dog everything we can to keep it safe and to keep it going and to just pay back its loyalty and its service. So when they said, hey, we don't have a vest, but we'd be open to receiving a vest via donation, to me it was just kind of a no-brainer. And we've been lucky enough with our success over the past couple of years to be in a position to make such a large donation. And so when the opportunity arose, we just really saw an opportunity and took it. And we're just really happy to give back to the community and be involved like we have been.
You know, it appears to be a natural because of the business that you're in, but it sounds like it goes beyond the business. It's also a passion of yours as well.
Yeah, and it really linked up, and it just made sense. It's always nice to give back, especially to our law enforcement community. And it was just a no-brainer. You know, it would just tear me up if 3 years from now I heard something had happened to the dog because it didn't have the best equipment, and I could have done something about it. So it's nice to identify a need and be able to fill that need in the community.